Unit 2. Advertising. Lesson 1. Commercials everywhere. Listening and speaking. 3. Advertising is taking over China.
B. Listen and complete.
Don't you think advertising is taking over China?
It sure is.
We are all slaves of modern commercials. In fact, today you can't go anywhere in China without seeing ads for soft drinks, medicines, clothes, you name it.
I think the ad with Wang Li Hong for Wahaha bottled water is pretty cool. A couple of years ago, it was everywhere in Shanghai, and now you still see it on bottles and boxes.
Well, I don't like to see ads everywhere. It's just visual pollution to me. But you can't get away from it now. Even in scenic spots like Suzhou and Hangzhou.
Advertisers are turning the internet into yet another site for their garbage.
Absolutely. But it seems that without advertising, we wouldn't even know what to buy.
And we have to agree that fashion commercials have helped many young Chinese dress as beautifully as some film stars.
All right. Let's have advertising serve us, but we should never become its slaves.
4. I'm sick of all the advertising everywhere.
B. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
I'm sick of all the advertising everywhere.
What do you mean?
Don't you notice? It seems like anywhere I go, I've got an advertisement in front of me.
Like where?
Look around me. They're on the billboard, in the newspaper, on the radio, and on t-shirts.
It doesn't bother me. It gives me something to read while I'm walking along the road.
Look over there. That car is even full of advertisements.
That looks cool. Maybe I'll do that to my car. I wonder if I could get paid to do that.
You can't be serious. It's so annoying. Can't we live in an advertisement-free world?
I don't understand why this bothers you so much.
I don't understand how it doesn't bother you.
Reading and writing. 6. Does postcard advertising really work? B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. Does postcard advertising really work? 2. How does advertising in any medium work?
Does postcard advertising really work? You've decided to try advertising your business with postcards. The idea came to you from the postcards you receive from other businesses. You like the idea because it seems easy to do and economical. However, you've never tried this before, so you question whether this method will bring you customers. Let me say this first. All forms of advertising work. However, you have to clearly understand how the advertising medium works and realize that each form has its limitations. At this time, I need to dispel a myth that has been around for as long as there has been printed advertising. Many business people believe that if they do a one-time mass mailing, it should be a slam dunk in sales. Let me be the first to say, with over 36 years of selling to the public, it simply doesn't work that way. If you plan on being in business longer than one day, you must continually advertise to keep customers coming to you. Advertising in any medium has always been about repetition and getting your name remembered. It's called branding. Study businesses that use television commercials. They are constantly repeating their business message hundreds of times a day. They are the best free examples to watch and learn from. So for your business, you can conclude that the more your prospects see your name or message repeated, the easier it is for them to get to know you and what you offer. Then it becomes an easier task to get them to buy from you.
8. Read and recite.
One ad is worth more to a paper than 40 editorials. Will Rogers.
An advertising agency is 85% confusion and 15% commission. Fred Allen.
Advertising is legalized lying. H.G. Wells.
Early to bed, early to rise, work like hell and advertise. Lawrence J. Peter.
What you say in advertising is more important than how you say it. David Ogilvy.
Advertising is the greatest art form of the 20th century. Marshall McLuhan.
Lesson 2. Advertisement effects. Listening and speaking. 3. I dislike ads. B. Listen and complete.
I dislike ads. Shall we change the channel?
But ads are part of modern life. Everyone must face them.
Ads always try to make you buy what you don't need.
Well, do you mean some ads even tell lies to cheat consumers?
That's what I really mean.
But I think what you have said is only partly true. In fact, some ads are very good.
Very good? Could you show me some examples?
Yes, some ads try to teach people about safety, health, and so on. What do you think?
I agree, but commercial ads are quite different. The advertisers always suggest their products are best, so we can never believe them.
But commercial ads can also give us a lot of information about products. If we are good at comparing them, ads are good for us.
4. Electric appliances on display. B. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the table.
Hi, John. Have you read the advertisement of Five Stars Electric on poster?
No. For which days?
During the May Day holidays. The advertisement says there'll be all kinds of electric appliances on display.
What are they?
They include newly designed TV sets, digital cameras, CD players.
In fact, I've been longing for a new digital camera.
And I'm interested in a new TV set with a large screen.
What about the price?
The ad guarantees all are at all extremely low prices.
Are there some discounts?
It says all items are subject to 10% to 50% discount.
Sounds appealing.
Reading and writing. 6. Negative effects of advertisement on kids. B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. How do children persuade their parents to buy the products shown in the commercials? 2. What do children get more attracted towards?
Negative effects of advertisements on kids. Advertisements make children persuade their parents to buy the products shown in the commercials, whether useful or not. The little ones tend to buy the product. Many advertisements in the present times include dangerous skills, which can be performed only by experts. Although the commercials broadcast the warnings with the advertisement, the kids often try to imitate the skills at home, with very bad results. As more and more commercials are becoming animated, there seems to be hardly any difference between the real life and TV advertisements. As a result, children are unable to understand the difference between the real world and fantasy. Thus, these advertisements distort the sense of reality of kids. The kids usually get more attracted towards the expensive branded products, such as jeans and accessories. They pay no attention to the cheap, but useful ones that are not shown in the commercials. The personal preferences in clothing, toys, food, and luxuries of children are changed by the advertisements to a great extent. Junk foods, such as pizzas, burgers, and soft drinks, are heavily promoted during children's programs. This develops a liking for fatty, sugary, and fast foods in kids, thereby influencing their health greatly. These unhealthy eating habits lead to diseases, such as obesity. It even influences the way the kids think about the actual taste of food. The more time children spend on television commercials, the less time they get to socialize, play, read, and exercise, which are essential for the overall development of the kids.
Teacher's World, A, Phonetics, 童话.
10 men.
10 pairs.
In bed.
Get me.
That boy.
Of course.
His pen.
Like that.
This shirt.
This year.
Has she come?
Last year.
Did you go?
God bless you.
Has your letter come?
What's your name, please?
Would you mind opening that window?
I used to live on that farm 5 years ago.
You have to count on good weather.
Did you have supper in that new restaurant?
He has to finish it right now.
Nobody expects you to be a great scientist.
I'm going to further my study in America next year.
He said he missed you.
Of course I love my work.